The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi's in studio with us. We are going to get to Chidi's tweets in just a second. First, the first talkback of the day. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Good morning, JV Show. What's going on? As you already know, I hope I get the first talkback. It's my birthday. Now 29 years old. I know who gets part. Hoping I can get some golf call out from Graham. Some golf announcing for my birthday. Love y'all. Have a good day. Happy Friday.
Happy birthday, Friday, and happy birthday.
I think I can handle that. Let's go out live to the Who Gives a Fart Bay Area Golf Invitational, where we join Isaac from Twitter, who has found himself a little bit of trouble on hole 14. He hit his tee shot well left. He's going to have to punch this next one out from under the trees. Hope he can get it to carry the bunkers. Looks like he's got a 3-iron. The ball way back in his stance.
Okay.
Let's see if he can pick this one clean. Dang it. Come on, Isaac from Twitter.
Is this the same Isaac whose loins were ablaze for Chidi?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot he did shoot a shot at Chidi that one time.
Hey, shoot it again.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Chidi? Want to give it a second go?
She never gave it a first go.
That's right. She didn't really... She never really gave him a chance.
No. That's why I circle back, Isaac. Leave us another talkback.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Who gives a fart?
All right, Fridays. We're glad to have Chidi back in studio because she tweets a lot. And Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Just wanted to say, I didn't block anyone on IG. I just deactivated for some time, maybe for 2 days. But man, I'm addicted to social media and needed a break.
All right, you guys. I didn't want to be those people that announce, like, taking a break from social media.
But you announce that you are on a break from social media.
No, listen. A lot of people, like, DM'd me and was like, Chidi, like, I'm looking at your account and it's not there. So then I was like, okay, let me go on Twitter and say that I deactivated it. But you guys, I did reactivate it last night.
Wait, so the deactivation glitch is real? Because, like, celebrities are always getting accused of unfollowing people. They're like, I just deactivated my account for a little bit. It takes a while.
They just couldn't find her because she was deactivated.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant they came back to your page, but nothing was there and it looks like they had been blocked.
Yeah.
Like, but you were already back.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Scratch that from the podcast.
Yeah, can we take that out of the podcast? Chidi, you announced a deactivation, but then reactivated all within 24 hours?
I didn't announce. I was deactivated. I was already deactivated before I announced
So you announced after you did it.
After, yeah. Because
But that's
were...
the same. What's the difference?
No, I think if you announced,
I'm going to deactivate, and then you hit deactivate, or if 2 hours into the deactivation, you're like, hey, guys, just to let you know, I deactivated.
It was a day.
The same thing.
It was a day. Wait, I think it's different.
Wait, you only deactivated for a day?
Like almost 2 days. But I...
almost
Days. I tried to not be on Instagram. Wait. Like, it's hard for... If I just delete the app, I would re-download the app.
But you deactivated it, you still reactivated it. So what's the difference?
Well, that's the thing. I said 2 days, so... I knew I was going to reactivate it soon. I just...
So this was... Because you tweeted this. So you deactivated Twitter also?
No.
So you deactivated Instagram.
So I don't go on Twitter like that. But no,
I'm addicted to social media, guys. I'm going to delete one platform, but then go over to the other platform to tell you about how I deactivated that platform, which I'm going to reactivate.
I need the other platform for this job.
During this time, were you still on TikTok?
No comment.
Oh, my God. Wow. I don't blame you.
Going. I can't just neglect those streaks.
Streaks?
What are TikTok streaks?
It's like when you...
The same as Snapchat or any other one.
Oh, okay.
Just sending messages back and forth.
I have Snapchat streaks, so...
But, and that's something you actually cling to? Like, it's meaningful?
Yeah.
Well, if you miss a day, you have to start all over.
Me and my friend were like 263 days.
I'm going to be honest, I don't like streaks. It puts too much pressure. I'm like, I don't want to have to be messaging you something every single day. What if I don't have something to message you?
Just
anything.
Yeah, anything.
And what do you get? They start rewarding you financially for the longest streak? What do you get out of it?
Just satisfaction.
Yeah.
That you did it.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. They're like, we already know these people are addicted to our social media platforms. Let's do something really stupid and see if they get even more addicted. And you fall for it. Wow. Nice work, people. Nice work. Longest day ever. Could use a margarita right now. Better yet, a whole pitcher.
Yeah.
Yes, same.
Did you get that whole pitcher?
No, but I did get a margarita. I made it myself. It's pretty good.
What's your recipe?
So triple sec, some tequila,
uh-huh,
and some fresh squeezed lime.
That's it?
And ice.
Okay.
And some salt on the rim.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I was proud of myself.
Did it taste like you got it at a restaurant or a bar?
No, really nothing ever tastes like that when you make it at home.
Yeah.
No, you can, but
except
it just
for Graham, we'll use the bartender. You know how to make all that stuff.
Just takes more time. It takes more time. Do we have time for another one?
Let's do one more, sure.
Allergies are starting to kick my ass. OMG.
Yeah, y'all are starting season. To fight for my life.
I read that allergy season is like longer now.
Is it?
Than it feels longer. That's what I read yesterday.
Climate change.
Yeah, because of climate change.
Hate that.
So this is the new normal, Chidi.
What are you allergic to, Chidi?
The pollen, I guess.
BS. Yeah.
Everything?
Everything.
Bums. Broke guys.
That, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dogs?
No.
Well, that's good because you have dogs.
Yeah. I might be.
Chidi, cover your ears really quick. I need to discuss something against amongst my peers, Jess and Graham here. Are we going to make her try the kneeling jump squat?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who wants to break the news to her?
I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. Chidi, welcome back. Come back.
Chidi, welcome back.
Uncover your ears.
Come out of the sound booth there. We have a bit of a challenge we'd like to see if you can complete next. Oh. We each have tried it before, so it's nothing that can't be done, or we're not singling you out in any way. Hey, we're going to try it next.
Oh,
you got this.
But by we, like you.
Yeah. It's super easy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Major news this morning. Anyone trying to get to work? BART is shut down system-wide. It is a computer networking issue. They are trying to like get that resolved as quickly as possible. But for right now, service is suspended until further notice. They are saying find alternate ways to work. They can't help you this morning. Ugh.
The Warriors threw every player they had on their roster at the Minnesota Timberwolves last night to try to fill the glaring hole left by Steph Curry. And unfortunately, nothing worked. The T-Wolves led this one pretty much wire to wire, and they easily won the game 117-93. The series is now tied at one game apiece, but we know Steph is likely to miss at least the next two games of this series with his hamstring injury. Game 3 is back here at Chase Center tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 5:30.
Oh, Matt! Woo! It's going to be a gorgeous sunny day, you guys. Apparently, today will be one of the warmest days of the year so far. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Saturday will be another sunny day, but then temperatures will drop on Sunday. Winds will pick up, and I'm still seeing a slight chance of rain on Monday. So just a heads up there.
Hey, Virgo bestie.
Hey.
So today is going to be a 7 out of 10 today. A weird morning, but the glow up is real by noon. Avoid serious talks, flirt a little, and don't overthink that dry text. There might be a cute and casual romance. Money's flowing, so yes, buy the thing.
Chidi was having trouble getting through that because we made her try the kneeling jump squat. We are going to discuss how she did next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so I know Jess is still putting the video together for...
Oh, it is there. Go to JV Morning Show
now.
On Instagram.
Earlier this week, Jess, myself, and Graham, we tried the kneeling jump squat. And it's basically you are on your knees. And you have to jump up and land into a low squat. And Graham, you said if somebody can do this, that means their biological age is under 30.
Yes, that's what they're saying about the test. And we, like you said, Selena, we all attempted it. Jess and I completed it. Selena, you failed
miserably.
Almost
broke my face.
Almost into
broke
a wall.
My face.
But it was a valiant effort.
Yes. Chidi.
Yeah.
And we gave Chidi the same challenge. Again, the kneel to low squat challenge, you have to jump off of your knees and land into a low squat on your feet.
And then Chidi goes for it, right? We're like waiting in anticipation. She goes for it during one of those last songs there. And she like walked up.
Yeah, you stepped up.
Like a jump and
I'm
walk.
Watching the video now.
Chidi, look at the video.
It was like a,
stepped up.
I jumped.
I stepped in there and did my impression of Chidi
and
there.
It was spot on.
I think it was spot on. She sort of threw her arms up and then lifted one leg at a time and stepped up. But then when she actually tried it.
Your knees, Chidi.
My knees still hurt.
Her knees made about 3/4 of an inch off the ground. And then that was it. And then crashing back to earth.
Now, Chidi, you and I were the failures of the show.
Oh, okay.
I am going to attempt this again next week. I'm going to get all the practice in. I can over the weekend. Will you be joining me and trying again next week?
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm going to be known as the girl who can't do a kneeling jump squat.
I don't know that they're talking about you in that way. Well, I have heard some rumblings around the office.
Yeah.
Your reputation is on the line.
All right, so Chidi, we can expect you to try again next Friday until you get it right.
Okay. But in the meantime, go check out this video, JV Morning Show.
So good.
Go check that out.
So good.
Let's shout out some of our big winners.
Oh, yeah.
You know that the other week we had tickets for J Balvin, plus we had meet and greet passes. That's going to Karina. Going to be meeting J Balvin tomorrow when he's at the SAP Center. And then Jerome from Fairfield also won $1,000 in Crazy Cash this week. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Relax.
They're letting people from outside the Bay Area
That's
win
what
Crazy
I
Cash.
Thought. Because on the free iHeartRadio app, you can take us anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can listen
from anywhere.
And
it's a nationwide chance to win.
Got it. That's right.
So we have to include Fairfield. Didn't want to, but they forced us.
It's in the bylaws,
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How's it going, JV Show family? This is Eric from San Jose. Happy Friday. Let's go. Yo, I took a nap last night, and yo, like, what happened, man? Like, oh my God, like two birds, one stone hit me. I'm the bird. Went to go see the last one. I got home to my parents' folks' house in Gilroy. Boy is lost, right? And then I go get some gas. What happened to the gas prices?
Yeah, Warriors lost. That was an ugly game. They looked pretty lost without Steph Curry on the floor last night. And then two birds, one stone. He's the bird.
You're the bird, but who's
but
the
which
other
bird? Are you?
Right.
Oh, well, I guess they both got hit by the same stone. And then the double whammy there. I'm not sure that expression was applied correctly there. But then the other thing when he brought up was the gas prices.
Yes.
And I saw an article yesterday about how gas prices projected this summer to take a pretty big spike because we just had a fire at the Valero, I think, refinery. And then the other refineries, maybe that's the Valero that's shutting down. Then we had a fire at the other one. Production's going to be down. Prices are going to be up. And what else is new?
All right. Perfect. Graham, I have to admit that you were right about something.
Well,
and
on.
I
maybe
hate
should,
doing this because...
we should build this up a little bit bigger, like...
Oh, my God.
This is about to make my
and
day.
And I hate doing stuff like this because Graham is a Leo.
Yeah? What does that mean?
It goes to your head, just like it is now.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not like I'm playing a bunch of, like, huge lead-up music for something.
So, it's about my daughter.
Yeah?
And I have to talk about this now because I've been banned from talking about her on the show, but she's sleeping right now.
Yeah, she doesn't exist after 8 o'clock.
So she's now in 7th grade, but, you know, back when she was in elementary school and you guys would ask me, like, does she cuss? And I'm like, no, she told me she doesn't cuss at school. Like, no, she's a good girl. You know, she's in 4th grade. No, my 4th grader does not cuss at school or ever. She's an angel, a sweet little innocent angel.
Did we bring this up because you said that you say some swear words around the house from time to time? I think that's how it got brought up, right? You're like, I say some swear words, but my kids don't
she
say
knows
that.
The difference. She knows that those are adult words.
Right.
They don't
say those.
Yes. She admitted to me this week.
Yeah?
That she's been cussing since 2nd grade.
I knew it. I knew it. I told
and
you,
I
Selena.
I wanted to believe her. I really believed her when she said she doesn't say bad words.
Oh, I tried to tell you, 4th grade was my swearing year. 4th grade or 5th grade? I think 5th grade I really hit my stride, but never once at home. So if my parents ever ask me, are you kidding me? No, I've never said any of those words in my life.
She was a sweet, innocent little thing. Like, no, but in 2nd grade? Like, so you were right, Graham.
Thank you.
You were right. Cocoa props.
Yes. I'm starving. Did any of you guys, when did you start swearing, Selena?
Maybe like 5th grade.
I told you, 5th grade's the year. Jess, when did, oh, you've never sworn.
No, she when I joined doesn't. The show.
She said her first swear word, and it was damn. Did you have a swearing era?
Yeah, it was definitely 5th grade.
Dude, see, there's something about that. I don't know what it is in there. You're learning the words. You're excited to use them. Not in front of mom and dad,
right.
Obviously. But unleash them on your friends, and it's hysterical.
On the playground.
Yeah.
So there's my update.
We all go through it. Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have here?
I got some great news. If you have a Mountain Dew tattoo, do you think I'm talking to anybody right now?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, if
you're one of our listeners and you have the Mountain Dew logo tattooed on you, I guess the bad news is Mountain Dew is refreshing their logo. They're changing things up. So you're going to have an outdated-looking logo tattooed on you now. But never fear, because they're going to have a bit of a nationwide sweepstakes for their most dedicated and diehard brand fans. And this basically this entire month you can enter. And if you have a Mountain Dew tattoo, they're going to fly you to Vegas, take you to the world-renowned Mario Barth's Starlight Tattoo Studio at Mandalay Bay, and they're going to completely redo and update your Mountain Dew can tattoo to look like the current, the new rebranded Mountain Dew tattoo can.
Good for you.
Let me ask you guys, yes. If you had, because again, I'm not sure I'm talking to anybody.
Yeah,
I've done the Dew before, but I don't know that anybody listening right now has a Mountain Dew tattoo. But if you ladies here in this room, Selena, Jess, Chidi, if you had to get a tattoo of a drink brand on yourself, what would it be?
Celsius.
Oh, that's a good one for Selena. Good one. Jess?
I would do any tequila brand that has the aloe plant on it, because then at least it's a little different than...
Well, shout out your favorite brand. Cute. Pick your brand. You have to get a brand tattooed on yourself. Logo. Which one would it be?
I like 21 Seeds.
21 Seeds. I don't know.
I like the jalapeno tequila that they
have. Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Do you like their logo, though? It's going to be stuck on you forever.
Let's look at the 21 Seeds logo.
I don't even think they have the aloe plant on their logo.
No, too bad.
I don't think they do.
That's
okay. You're getting that. Chidi, your favorite drink brand, you have to get a tattoo of it. What would it be?
I'm going to say Ghost.
Yeah,
Ghost, another energy drink.
Is there a logo of a ghost?
I think so.
It is. I think it's a little cartoon.
That's super cute, actually.
Ghosty looking thing.
And Graham?
This is a tough one for me. I've always liked Guinness beer. I've drank a lot of Guinness in my life. Okay. I'm not a big fan of their logo, the little harp looking thing. I don't know, but if I had to.
I feel like you would get like a milk logo or something. Don't you drink a lot of milk?
I used to.
You don't drink milk anymore?
I've been milk free.
What's wrong?
Because once I had kids, it was always like, make sure there's enough milk for the kids. Oh. And so I just stopped drinking it because I used to drink a lot of milk.
Kids come first.
And then I just gave it up. And now I couldn't tell you the last time I had a glass of milk.
You should get some cow udders tattooed on you.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll pass.
As a memory of what used to be.
I'll pass on those. I think I'd get a Guinness or maybe a whiskey, maybe a Wild Turkey or another bourbon or something that I like. Those are my go-tos.
But you'll never get a tattoo.
No.
This is just hypothetical, course.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm going to clock out.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Jess, I'm sorry. I hate to be the person to correct you, but it's agave, not aloe vera. Just letting you know. Anyways. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.
You know, I love...
Oh, my God.
How did we not catch that?
I love that you guys keep me so humble, so down to earth, so...
On your toes.
So on my toes.
Do you want to explain, Prim?
Yes, we were talking about if we had to get a tattoo of a drink brand, what would it be? Because Mountain Dew is offering their fans something. And it comes to Jess, and she's like, I'd probably get any tequila brand tattooed on me that has, you know, the aloe vera plant on the front. And I really like the way that looks, and I would get that tattoo. And then I was too busy asking, well, what brand was it? Because I want to hear a specific brand. And I fault myself. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee that I let that one fly right past me when Jess said aloe vera instead of agave. And
it's too early.
It's not. Let's just say
they
this.
Look similar. Jess, similar. They look similar.
I know what agave is.
I get that, but the one person on this show, we have one person on the show who is from Mexico.
Loves tequila.
That should know that tequila is made from agave.
I do know that, and that's what's not going to let me sleep at night, because I've let all my people down. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
This is great. This is good.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Meghan Markle is being sued after her bath salt recipe caused major injury. And she's being sued for $10 million. So there's a woman in Maryland named Robin Patrick. She claims that she followed the bath salt recipe that Megan shared on her Netflix show with Love, Megan.
Are these bath salts like the ones that make you eat people's faces?
Yes. but no, these are just the ones that you soak in the bath.
Oh, that kind. Got it.
Yes. So the recipe included Epsom salt, arnica oil, lavender oil, pink Himalayan salt, and then dried flowers. So she throws all of that in her bathtub. She gets in, and she said that at first she was experiencing a mild tingling sensation without discomfort.
Ooh,
but as the water rose to cover her legs and eventually her butt, she began to feel burning and significant discomfort. So she gets out of the bathtub. She stops water. She reaches her arm in once there's more water. I guess she starts it back up. She reaches her arm in to kind of stir it a little bit to get it all mixed together in there. And she says that just resulted in additional burning on her hand and her arm. So she drains the tub, puts on lotion, which did not help the issue.
She should have put some agave on it.
It's aloe, I think you mean.
Oh, Graham. Yeah. Well, they look very similar.
They do look very similar.
She gets in the shower, and that just intensified the burning because the water was touching the affected burned areas, which at that point had developed into ulcers.
Ooh.
Ooh, gross. So she is suing Meghan Markle. She's suing Netflix, Archwell Productions, which is Meghan and Harry's production company. They're listed as well for a combined $10 million in damages. She's also asking for $75,000 to cover medical expenses and all that stuff. Here's the thing. Robin is diabetic. And did you guys know this? According to Medical News Today, people who have diabetes are discouraged from using bath salts.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
No.
Maybe she didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. I just read it right now.
But so do you think that was the issue?
Possibly, because Megan's lawyers are like, these ingredients shouldn't have burned you unless you have.
I always thought if you were diabetic, you shouldn't use bath salts, the street drug, because then you'll eat somebody's face
off. Well, nobody should be using those.
Oh, God, if that's anybody. Diabetes type 1 or 2, it doesn't matter.
In general, but.
Got it.
Megan's team, they're firing back. They're like, no. Like, what does this have to do with us? Like, this is a safe recipe.
Wait, you love a frivolous lawsuit. Wait, you were arguing for them yesterday, and then this one, someone gets horribly burned, didn't just buy an undersized Whopper from Burger King. Somebody got horrific burns.
Yeah.
Get your bag, queen.
Yeah, right? I didn't give my opinion. Yeah, I'm on the side of get your bag, queen. Meghan Markle's team is like, no, this is not my fault.
Good,
get your bag, queen,
queen.
You got
burned. Get your bag.
Yeah, because technically, like, did Meghan Markle have some sort of disclaimer in there that said, like,
hey, anyone who's diabetic should not use.
Or I'm not an expert.
Right. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
They'd have a better lawsuit if this was an actual product that she sold, not the recipe
for,
because they could be like, well, what kind of flower petals did you use? You weren't supposed to use those. What did you
do? Very true.
Threw some poison oak petals in there or something, you know, and then it's her own mistake.
Yeah.
If it was like one of Meghan Markle's jars of jam and that lit someone up, now we got something.
Yeah. I honestly don't think she's going to win this, but bath salts.
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
With the 267th pick in the 2025 Pope Draft, the Vatican Cardinals select Robert Prevost from Catholic Theological Union High College in Chicago, you guys. But from henceforth, the 69-year-old shall be known as Leo the 14th. You get to pick your own name, you guys. And I guess Pope Bob from Chicago wasn't popey enough? Duh, Bears. Around 150,000 people gathered yesterday in St. Peter's Square to welcome him. He led his first mass this morning. And according to live updates that I am getting on Yahoo News, they're pouring in, covering every word and every move he makes. You guys, he wore black shoes to the mass this morning.
Cool.
I don't know. That's the level of interest the world has in this guy right now, that we are getting live shoe color updates. He wore black shoes.
And now we don't have to wonder.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. I guess past popes have worn red shoes, and he wore black shoes. I don't know. Why do we care? Based on prior social media posts and personal accounts from people that knew him growing up, he sounds pretty progressive and seems to project a message of peace and humility.
Yay.
But I guess we shall see how the royal pope, you know, I don't know, what is, you know.
The amount of interest.
His holy popiness.
In this, I've been seeing like the most randomest facts about this guy. Like, oh, he's a baseball fan. He plays Wordle. Graham, you like Wordle?
Dude, I forgot to do the words today.
Oh my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen from Oakland. I have never wanted the iHeartRadio app more than like to have the rewind feature. Because it made me start tripping. I said, did she just say aloe? Nah, she didn't just say aloe. But then when Graham didn't correct her, I was like, is it aloe? Nah.
Jess was describing her favorite tequila earlier, and it made from the aloe plant.
In the logo.
Yeah, you can use it, you can drink it, and it's soothing on your skin.
I was just checking if anybody would correct me.
If anyone was listening this morning, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I just wanted to see if I could wish my baby boy, Kalen, a happy birthday. 19 years ago on May 10th, he swooped in and stole all my birthday thunder, coming the day before my birthday. But I want to wish him a happy birthday. I love him so much. And also, Graham and Kate, happy early anniversary.
Thank you.
And Selena, happy Mother's Day. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Kate's a mom, too, but okay, whatever.
Happy Mother's Day to Kate. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday to anyone. And happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to you. And happy late birthday to Kate as well. And then anniversary coming up.
Covered it all.
Mother's Day. Okay,
yes. Thank you.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Anthony from Hollister, and I just want to wish my husband, Matt, from San Jose, a happy 9-year work anniversary. I'm so proud of you. I love you, babe. Great job.
Aw, that's very, very nice.
Oh. I was about to give him a birthday. Who gives a fart? But it was a 9-year work anniversary.
Work-iversary.
Yes. Okay, well, I think that's
who gives a fart?
There we go. Yeah. All right, before we kick off What the Bleep, earlier this week, Graham, you played a clip from my car farting in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Selena's car makes this obnoxious sound right when she starts it up and starts to drive away. It makes a loud,
so it's
like, kind of sound.
Anytime the car locks. So if I hit the keys and I lock the car, it goes like this really loud sound. Or if I drive off, when I drive off, the car automatically locks. So it does that as well. And I was trying to tell you, it's coming from like the gas area where I put like the gas in. And you're like, yeah, of course, because it's a car fart.
that makes sense.
But I still don't know like what it is and where it's coming from exactly. But somebody reached out to you.
Yeah, somebody slid in my DMs with a video, and I thought we could just play the audio because his car seems to be experiencing the exact same thing.
What's up, Graham? This is Victor from Chico. I heard the podcast yesterday, and I heard the fart car that Selena is driving. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm dealing with the same thing, so it sounds like this.
Yes!
So what it is, it's basically the hook that's supposed to lock the little gas door, and what it does, it vibrates more than once. And there it is. It's supposed to just hook in. And it makes that weird.
That's exactly what it is.
Major design flaw. So the little flat, you know, little cover door that covers your gas cap, where I guess you don't have a gas cap. When that thing opens, there's no cap. You can just put the pump straight in, right?
Yep.
Which they thought, ooh, slick design feature, until they needed an automatic locking mechanism on it. And that thing seems to be failing, hence making the very loud buzzing/fart noise.
What it is.
When you start driving.
I told you it's something with the little gas area. You didn't believe me.
Is there a remedy for that though? What do you do other than like what an annoying thing to have to pay to get fixed?
There probably is. I'm sure they've sent a recall notice at some point, but I just throw those away. I mean, anybody got time to go down to a
just
dealership?
Laughing at the rest of us that have to use an actual gas cap.
Know.
Like, I don't use those anymore. They're so old school. And then your car starts farting uncontrollably.
Yeah, I thought it was cool until this happened. All right, we have to get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. As always, you just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. When you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know we're not supposed to be watching on company time, but every once in a while when nobody's looking, I try to get away with it.
And we know you do, Selena.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought nobody knew. I thought I was being sneaky.
HR sent some notices about your history. All right, think about what that bleeped out word can be. And like Selena said, when you got your guess, when you think you know, I know what it is. You hit the talk back mic button on the iHeart app and leave it right there. It's going to record a message. It gets sent straight to us. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I know we're not supposed to be watching on company time, but every once in a while when nobody's looking, I try to get away with it. As always, leave your guesses on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your guesses right now.
Good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. I think the pink dot word is reels on Instagram. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind. So Let me know. Have a good weekend.
It's not a bad guess. That's all I do.
You watch a lot of reels?
All morning, yeah. Yep. All afternoon, all night. It takes over my life, kind of.
Yeah. You're addicted.
Hey, how's it going? This is Julio from Pinal. Happy Friday.
Woo!
My guess is going to be Netflix. All right. Have a good day.
Ooh, another good guess.
Great guess. Netflix. You watch a lot of that, too. How do you find time to watch Netflix when you're watching all the reels? Oh, you do them at the same time.
Yeah, but it's hard to watch Netflix while I'm at work on company time.
True.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kim from Tracy. Happy Friday. My guess for the bleeped out word is TikTok. Thank you. Have a good day.
TikToks. I'm assuming that's a pretty common guess.
Where are you at with the TikTok watching?
I'm not a big TikToker.
Really?
Yeah.
You're missing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably am. But, you know, I'm fine with my reels for now.
TikTok, you watch, like, a little bit each day, not at all each day,
Most days, none. Maybe
really?
Once in a while, I'll open the app, but not really.
Jess, how much TikTok do you watch each day?
Definitely a couple
Four to 8 hours, yeah. Chidi, how much TikTok do you watch each day?
Maybe, like, 8 to 10 hours.
8 to 10 hours,
yeah. Oh, my God.
What's funny is they're not exaggerating. They are telling you the truth.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talk back, Mike.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And this chug mug, yeah, we're going to send it out to you. It is yours. As always, leave your guesses on the talk back, Mike, on the iHeart app. If you missed our clip of the day, here it is. I know we're not supposed to be watching on company time, but every once in a while when nobody's looking, I try to get away with it. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Billy in San Francisco. My webcam.
Webcam.
Oh. Webcam.
No.
Or like doorbell camera or something. I capture myself watching some of my cameras sometimes.
Sometimes when the kids leave to school, I'll spy on them. That's kind of creepy, right?
But like you get the alert that like somebody's at your front door and then you look and it's your kids out there. Yeah. And like sometimes my kids, we played some of them before. My daughter Quinn will hop on there and deliver me a message.
That's so cute.
Sometimes I find myself watching that a little too much. Like, yeah. What am I doing?
Happy Friday, JV Show. I'm going to guess the bleeped out word is YouTube. This is Christine from San Bruno. Have a great weekend.
These are such good guesses.
How much time a day do you spend on YouTube?
Maybe like 30 minutes to an hour. I don't spend a ton of time watching stuff other than reels and Netflix.
Reels and Netflix.
Those are my main two. Yeah.
Got it.
Hey, JB Show. This is Jocelyn from Castro Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is news. Have a good day.
The news.
They actually encourage us to watch the news here at work. You want to be informed,
yes.
Right? But Selena's too busy watching reels.
No, I don't.
Netflix.
My name is Brian from Mountain View, and the bleeped out word today is my stock portfolio.
Zina, do you have a stock portfolio?
I do not have a stock portfolio. No, that would be a negative.
But you'd probably want to watch it if I had one. See what's happening
or
watch it get crushed of late.
Yeah. Did nobody guess today's word, Greg?
Nobody got it.
Aww.
No chug mug for this Friday.
Oh, no. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped. I know we're not supposed to be watching tutorials on company time, but every once in a while when nobody's looking, I try to get away with it. A lot of the reels, reels would have been, you know, that was a great guess, but a lot of the reels I watch are like cooking tutorials will come up or like makeup tutorials or nail tutorials or just like anything. And then you get sucked right in because you have to see the end result. Mm-hmm.
They do. They are catchy.
Yes.
I'll give you that because you want to see how it turns out. Since we have no shout outs to give this morning and no chug mug to give away, which is kind of sad for a Friday around the room. Jess, what is your favorite type of tutorial to watch?
Makeup.
Okay. But at the end, are you just like, yeah, she looks all right, I guess.
Sometimes what's the
biggest reaction you get? Like, oh my God, how did she put the eyeliner on like that?
Usually
or are you just
it's like oh my God, what is on her eyelids? Let me order it for myself.
And have you ever ordered something based off a makeup tutorial?
Yeah. Or I'll save it on TikTok so I could order it later.
Got
and then
it.
You never get to it.
Right.
Chidi, you watch an endless amount of online content. Mm-hmm. What do you like in terms of tutorials, if you are a tutorial fan?
I do like cooking tutorials.
And have you ever made anything you've watched off a cooking tutorial?
A lot of stuff on TikTok. A lot.
Any success stories you'd like to share?
Macaroni and cheese is pretty good.
They make it in a box now.
Yeah,
it takes like a couple
water.
Minutes.
Add those cups, you just add water, put it in the microwave.
That's pretty easy.
My kids love those.
Yeah.
You have to follow Teeny's recipe, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
make it for Thanksgiving.
So shout out to Teenie.
Yeah.
Any other recipe success stories?
Teenie? I did make like an egg boil jambalaya.
Egg boil jambalaya?
No, that's different. Egg boil.
I was like,
jambalaya.
Couple of weird.
Oh my gosh. Tutorials?
I'll watch some home renovation tutorials sometimes, but I mostly like those for the comments because people in construction are so critical of anyone doing something differently than the way they do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just here for the comments. So here's somebody innocently showing how they would build this thing. And here's 100 angry dudes ripping them apart for why would you ever do it that way? Like the comments are just hysterical.
I love that. Drama. I love it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Vibe check. Jess, how are your Friday vibes?
10.
Really?
That sounded really fake.
Yeah, that sounded fake. Yeah.
9.5.
Okay. Chidi, how are your Friday vibes?
7.5 right now. Need an energy drink.
What?
Yeah.
And Graham?
That's right. Vibe up. I'm at about an 8.5 right now.
8.5? Well, let's go to Bryce on the phone. Bryce, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We're doing a vibe check. Where are your Friday vibes at? Out of 10.
All right. I'm on my way to school right now.
Oh. Mm.
Sounds like a
7. Yeah, I'm on my way to school on a Friday.
But that's okay. Bryce,
vibes be missing.
You could be winning some tickets here on this Friday. We got you on to play the JV Show You Up Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. All you got to do is get three correct, and you got tickets for
the Jonas Brothers.
Woo! All right, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Question number one, from 1965 to 1973, the United States was involved in combat in what war? From 65 to 73.
Vietnam.
Yep.
Who is back there giving you the answers?
Who's the gatekeeper? Who's the gatekeeper of the answers back there?
Dan?
Dan or Dad?
My dad.
Dad. Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Dad?
Well, good job, Dad.
All right, nice job, Dad. All right, question number two. Is this one for Dad also? I'll just ask Dad.
Just get it out there.
Hey, Dad, when you exhale, what gas is expelled from your lungs?
Carbon dioxide.
Someone said monoxide first, and they were about to get hit with a nope. And I think that was Dad. Carbon dioxide.
Question number three. A square's inside corners are always what degree?
90 degrees.
Yep.
That was easy.
All right. You guys have already won the game. This last question, just for funsies. Question number four. On what continent would you find the Tasmanian devil?
It's
an animal. Wait, not a cartoon. Okay. Well, also a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
But I like hearing him argue.
Is it Australia?
Yep.
Little family squabble there, but they were able to agree on the final answer.
And you just won a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Nice.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Congratulations. Bryce, where do you go to school?
I go to Moreau and Hayward.
Go Cougars!
Hey, word. Duck represent. I actually drive by there all the time. It's across the street from LaVix.
Are they the Cougars?
No. What are you guys? Got a mascot?
The Mariners.
The Mariners. Go Mariners! Bryce, good job Mariners. This morning. You have a great day at school. Good work, Dad. You guys hang on there for those tickets. Grammy, we have some shout-outs?
A whole bunch of them, so buckle up, you guys. Hey, Graham and Selena and Jess, I'm hoping you can wish my daughter Danielle a happy 7th birthday. She turned 7 on May 11th. Thanks. That's from Mom, Dad, and Brinley.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, this Friday, please shout-out my daughter Kiwi. She turns 13 on Sunday, May 11th. Please say happy birthday, and we love her. That's from Mom, Fi, and Pat.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. I just want to give a birthday shout out to my son, Adrian. He's turning 10 today. We listen to you guys every morning. Double digits. Woo-hoo.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, I'd love your help wishing my amazing daughter, Skylar, the happiest 12th birthday ever. She's truly the best, and I'm so proud of the person she's becoming. I've been keeping a huge surprise, and I was hoping you could help me spill the beans. I won Lady Gaga tickets on your show a couple weeks ago for her. She's going to be so excited.
Yes.
So have fun at the show, you guys. Happy birthday, Skylar.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Birthday.
Graham, Dad, sliding into your DMs. Louie from Napa, fellow napkin, wanted to wish my beautiful, amazing, sweet, and sassy daughter, McKenna, a happy golden birthday today. She's 9 on the 9th and is at Disneyland celebrating with her birthday twin, Audrey. So happy birthday, McKenna.
Who gives a fart?
Hello again. Today is Victoria's 9th birthday. We're so excited for her performance in Cinderella as well, although she's going to be the evil stepsister. Anastasia. Is that how you say that?
Sure.
Yeah. Anastasia. Anastasia.
I never knew
Don't
names.
Worry. We know there's not a mean bone in your body. Love you so much. That's from Mom, Dad, Liv, Glow, and Gabe.
Who gives a fart?
Graham, can you please greet Erlyn a happy 15th birthday today? Enjoy your first high school birthday. Go Monarchs! Love Mom, Dad, Lana, Charlotte, and Leona. Very fearsome mascot, the butterfly there.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Erlyn. Hey, Graham. Dad here, slip sliding into your DMs. Just want to give the biggest happy birthday to our beautiful 9-year-old daughter, Adriana. Mom, Dad, little sister Nadia, baby brother Isaiah, and big doggy sister Zoe. Love you so much.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you give a birthday shout out to our superstar, Kara? She's turning 7 years old. Kuya Clark, Mom, and Dad, love you so much.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you please give a big birthday shout out to my daughter, Mila, who's turning 8 on Sunday, Mother's Day. She's the sweetest friend and sister. We love you so much, Mimi. Love Mama, Daddy, Layla, Eliana, and Elias.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, my dad's 55th birthday is this Sunday, so it'd mean a lot if you could give Dad Ruben a birthday shout out. He has genuinely been listening to you guys forever and even won a chug bug. That's from his daughter, Jocelyn.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you give my son, Michael, a shout out? It's his 11th birthday today. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. I love you very much, baby boy. That's from your dad, Jose.
Who gives a fart?
Birthday shout out to Lola, Auntie Diane. Happy birthday. And that's from the Bayan family.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Good morning, Graham. Can I please make a shout out this morning? It's my husband's birthday and my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday to my super awesome, handsome husband, Miguel, wifey, Colette, and kids, Kendall, Miguel, and Willow. They love you.
Who gives a fart?
And happy birthday to my first little babe that's not so little anymore, turning 12 on Sunday. We love you so much, KJ. Love Dad, Mom, Miguel, and Willow. So.
Happy
Who
birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Graham, you told us earlier about the Pope draft.
Mm-hmm. 2025.
Yep, they selected Pope Leo XIV from Chicago, the first American pope in history, which is pretty cool. It was a really big day there in Vatican City yesterday. Obviously, thousands of people, they showed up to catch a glimpse of the new pope, including Harry Styles.
What?
Really?
He was randomly spotted in the crowd being all inconspicuous, had sunglasses and a hat on that said, "Techno is my boyfriend."
Interesting.
Yeah, he was there in the crowd. I thought that was kind of weird. I do have one more Pope-related thing. You might care more about this one, Graham, because it has to do with one of your favorite shows.
Okay.
Emily in Paris.
I love that show.
On Netflix.
It's a great show.
The Pope draft yesterday was causing chaos for production of season 5 of Emily in Paris because they're currently filming on location in Rome.
Yeah, I think the next season
is
going to be all Italy. I thought they may even change the name of the show to Emily in Italy.
They did say they're not changing the name. It's still going to be Emily in Paris. Okay. But this next season, season 5, yeah, they're going to be
all Italy.
Yep.
And are you all caught up, Graham?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice.
There's no...
I mean, my wife made me watch that show, guys. I don't care about it at all. But oh my God, I can't wait to see what happens to Emily. It's like she's following his love interest and like, is that going to work out? And then moving away from Paris. But like Paris was the place that gave her a big shot. And it's like her role at the ad agency. And is she going to be able to handle the pressure of expanding the agency and just managing her social media and her life and this love story? I mean, it is too much
to
handle.
So there's no release date yet for this new season, Graham. So
I don't care about the show at all.
I'll keep you posted on that.
I really don't care.
They were out in Rome. They were shooting scenes, and they had to keep on refilming and redoing takes because there's helicopters flying all over the place because of the Pope draft, and the noise was crazy. And you know, production schedules are tight. Like, they cannot fall behind on anything. So the Pope draft kind of threw everything off.
Did you say Pope draft?
Or yeah, I did. Let me stop saying that.
Honestly, they should have just included that in the show, like her going to the Pope draft.
Yes.
That would be
Did you say Pope
cool.
draft?
That would have been cool.
Can I ask a question about the Pope draft?
Yes. Yeah.
Dang it.
Stop saying Pope draft.
Like, you see the video. Oh, you said it again.
Oh, my God.
You see the videos on TV of the people out in the streets. And, like, they said 150,000 people were gathered yesterday to capture their first glimpse of Pope Leo. And there's people, like, just weeping. Just tears just streaming down their faces. There were people crying when the smoke went white to even let everybody know that a new pope has been voted on. And that's before we even knew who it was. And people are just openly weeping. Can I ask a question coming from your atheist friend here on the TV show? Why? Why are we?
Because there's a lot of emotion behind it and a lot of faith.
But I understand, but have you felt rudderless? Like your religious life you didn't know what direction to go without there being an elected pope. I'm just confused about...
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like,
that.
I get it. It's a huge deal. A lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding it. But why are we openly just like...
Well, it's not like you're meeting Justin Bieber before he went crazy. Like,
but this is...
Do you know what I mean? Like, relax
and
a little bit.
This is the same thing as saying, why do you guys get... Like, I'm sure there are guys that have tears running down their face when their team wins the Super Bowl. It's the same...
I don't find those things to be analogous. Tell me more about that.
It's similar because there's a lot of faith behind it. You have a lot of faith in your team that they're going to win, and then you're so happy when they finally do. Well, this is
but they're celebrating a victory. What's the like? Were people so hopeful that it, because again, it was before this one particular guy was even announced. There are 133 guys in the running there for the Pope draft.
Maybe it was just them being there and they caught a bit of like the Holy Ghost situation. Yeah, they just got caught up in all the emotion and celebration of it.
Got it.
Maybe it's a little bit
it's
of that.
A lot of holiness there.
Graham, you had something to throw into trending. Do you want to do that now? Who gives a fart?
I'll just do it really quick here. Radar screens for air traffic controllers at Newark Airport went blank again overnight. If you have not heard about the prior incident of this, let me get you caught up. Last week, an outage at Newark caused their computer screens to go dark for roughly 60 to 90 seconds and prevented air traffic controllers from talking to landing and taking off aircraft during that time.
Oh, my God.
Following the outage, several of these air traffic controllers, they went on medical leave, calling the experience a traumatic event. That's how, like, scary it was. And they were already short-staffed there, which has now caused massive delays and cancellations over the last 2 weeks. Well, now, early this morning, it happened again. Screens went down in the tower at around 3:55 this morning, local time there. It was another brief outage, but still obviously super scary at such a busy airport. Luckily, there were no incidents. Getting on a plane right now seems... I'm happy I don't have my real ID. You know what I mean?
Aren't you taking a flight soon?
I am in two weeks. I'm scared.
Good luck.
Thank you, Graham. Do you actually mean that? Good luck or...
It's sort of like a good luck, better you than me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A couple of talkbacks. We were just talking about the Pope draft.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to give a shout out to you guys for the Pope draft jingle. I'm dead. It made my morning. I couldn't stop laughing. The jingle kept going. You guys make my morning. Have a great weekend. This is Georgie from San Mateo.
Thank you.
San Mateo.
We were just commenting on the Pope draft. Said it again.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, keep it here on the JV Show for all your Pope coverage, by the way.
Yeah, he wore black shoes to mass this morning, according to live accounts. Yep.
Hey, JV Show. It's Thea from Sacramento, and I wanted to shout out myself. I am 1 year social media sober. No Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, none of that. And I got to say, my life is so much better. I'm so much happier. I'm so, so glad I did this for myself. So, yay me. And wish this for everybody else. Thanks. Happy Friday.
Hey, don't wish that on me. Mm-hmm. Keep that to yourself. Do not wish that on me.
I like.
I'm happy with social media.
Yeah, me too.
Do you wonder what she does with all that free time?
Yes. I mean, Jess and Chidi, they spend between 8 and 10 hours a day on TikTok, we've learned.
Yeah.
And we're not exaggerating. We've checked their screen time.
It's in that it's in that range.
Yeah.
I remember Chidi's was in the 9 to 11 hour.
And Chidi told us this morning she decided to take a break recently, and she lasted a day and a half.
Yep.
You went social media sober, other than Twitter,
only on
just
Instagram.
For a day and a half, and you were like a fiend back for your next hit, and you had to reactivate your account.
All right. We are heading into Mother's Day weekend, so of course we want to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. I also want to say, check in on your single mom friends, especially the ones with young kids who don't really know what Mother's Day is or how to celebrate mom on this special day. Because I know, like, Mother's Day for me when I was that single mom with a young one, like, it felt very alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So check in on your single mom friends. Okay, so I did put together a little song for the moms.
Oh my God.
Really? So you did one last year, right?
Yes.
People loved it.
Because motherhood is the hardest job. We sacrifice so much. And sometimes, like I said, it can just feel really isolating. And that's not really talked about a whole lot, especially those first years, moms a lot of times will feel like they lose themselves, but I want you to know that you will get you back and that you're not alone. We all face the same mom struggles. And even on those days when you're home, no makeup, your hair is a mess, you have the same sweats on, or maybe that's just me. I want you to know that you are still fine. And even though it's tough, you are completely killing your job as mom. No. Also, happy Mother's Day for all the moms. Here we go. A mom from Hayward, what you know about me? Riding down Harder Road with my kids, all three. On a budget, big Ross shopping spree. And every time I pop out, you know, stains on me. Up all night, but forget about me. That's just mom life, kids sleep regressing. Small kids, tall kids, always be my baby. But can I get some time alone, please, maybe? I know my sweats again, cause my laundry long. It's Friday night, your girl's stuck at home. Pour myself some wine, sit and scroll my phone. Who needs friends again? My kid's always home. Messy hair, face, still pretty. Messy hair, face, still pretty. Messy hair, face, still pretty. Hair, face, still pretty. Kids drive me crazy, KDC. Only want hot Cheetos, gotta bribe him just to eat. Bedtime, roll around, so happy. 5 seconds after, why do I feel so guilty?
I don't know.
Mom life, no fairy tale, Cinderella. But since the kids are asleep, let me throw on a novella. Eat up all the snacks, man, I do all the shopping. Stay up late for quiet time, but now I kinda miss the talking. I'm in my sweats again, cause my laundry long. It's Friday night, your girl's stuck at home. Pour myself some wine, sit and scroll my phone. Who needs friends again? My kid's always home. Messy hair,
face, still pretty.
Hair,
face, still pretty.
Messy hair,
face, still pretty.
Hair, face,
still pretty.
What?
Selena. I was cracking up at his ad libs. These were so good. Selena, well done. That was better than last year's.
As that was playing, all I could think about is my poor daughter has to go to school. Like, I would be so embarrassed if my mom is on the radio rapping.
Rapping about Mother's Day. Dropping bars about Mother's Day. Dude, Selena, that was good.
That was so good.
Thank you, guys.
You've outdone yourself. Mm. Last year's rap, like, people loved it. It was so good. And this year's even better. Whoa.
That was for all the moms. Happy Mother's Day.
All right, now move over. And then Jess said she wants to take the mic and do the same thing.
Wait, what? I was not prepared for this.
Drop the beat. Just kidding. All right, Jess, let's see what you got.
Jess. Thank you, Mom, for giving me life. And all the moms alive. I did not prepare for this.
Wow. And that's all the Bay Area moms listening. That's what Jess thinks of you. Didn't even prepare.
Hey,
didn't even stop
time,
to give a damn about you.
Maybe next time give me a little heads up. And I'll have a little
production. I completely freestyled that. Like right now, live on the radio. What do you
seriously
mean?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Walnut Creek and Selena. That got me hyped this morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Woo! It's Friday, yeah!
Yeah!
Another shout out to Graham. Graham, your thoughtful gift, you listening to Kate, gotten her that gift. Oh my God. So I have been telling Matt Daddy I want a carpet cleaner, and he got me one yesterday, so let's go!
Vibe check right there. Yes. 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Selena just, if you missed it, Selena just crushed it. She delivered yet another epic. Mm-hmm. This one more epic than her previous one, a Mother's Day rap. Selena, you did. You killed it.
Thank you, Grammy. We'll have to replay it at some point, but more talkbacks.
Yes, Selena. You killed that, girl. Slay queen. Happy Mother's Day. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Thank you. Happy Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond. And, man, shout out to Selena again for another killer rap. That was awesome to listen to. You did a great job, man, Selena. Happy Mother's Day to you. Guys, have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. Happy Mother's Day. To all the moms, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy Friday. How are you?
We are good. And are you a mom?
I am.
Happy Mother's Day, Abby. All right, so this is your chance. Thank you so much. It's your chance to win a Chug Mug for playing our Chug Wheel game. Now, no offense to you, hate this game. Because it usually results in one of us having to chug something. It's hysterical for you because you created a Graham and you love chugging nasty stuff.
I don't.
It's like watching, nothing to you.
Like when, today, guys.
Oh, she's manifesting
me.
Thank
you.
Me?
We all
yes,
are.
Please.
What'd you say your name was? Abby? See about that.
All right, Abby. So here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question. We're going to stop down one by one. And if you can guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win. We're going to send you a chug mug. And then that means we're going to draw names. One of us is going to have to drink something off the chug wheel. Graham, what is on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we've got peanut sauce. That's a new featured item this week. We have gravy. I think it's turkey gravy. I'm not sure. It comes a dry package. A little powder. We have bean sprout water, lemon juice, sauerkraut juice. Of course, we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. It's cream of asparagus this morning. Chef mildly recommends. Okay. We also have a dealer's choice space on the wheel. You land on that, you get to pick whatever you want to chug off the wheel.
None of it is good. Okay, Abby, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
Tommy Agarwal, Palo Alto.
You said Tommy, right?
Yes.
That was Tommy. A little hard to understand. Mm-hmm. Tommy. Okay, so let's go to question number one. Listen closely, Abby.
Would you rather stay in with friends or dress up and go out?
Abby, what do you think he said?
I think he said to dress up and go out.
Stay in with friends.
Stay in with friends.
One incorrect there. Let's go to the next question.
Aside from job.
How old is Tommy again?
I don't think we know his age.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
He looks like a young guy.
young guy. Okay, all right. Good. Next question.
Aside from job, what's the first word that comes to mind when you hear the word blow?
What do you think Tommy said, Abby? Blow. Careful. Blow.
Pop.
Blow pop.
Blow up.
Blow up.
No. That's what he was thinking.
Oh, for two. Oh, start the game. I would have said blow fish.
Blow dart.
Blow torch.
Oh, good one.
Yep. Uh-huh. All right. Next question, Abby. So far, you have 0 points.
Have you done all of your Mother's Day shopping?
Oh, what do you think Tommy said?
No.
Okay. Wow. Fine.
Around the room quickly, have you guys done your Mother's Day shopping?
Half of it.
Yeah, partial.
Selena, partial. Jess, partial. Yep. Chidi?
Going today.
And I have done 0.
Okay, awesome.
Whoops.
Let's go to the next question. Abby, you have 1 point on the board.
Which do you spend the most time on, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
Ooh, what do you think he said?
Instagram.
YouTube.
Is that where the kids are at these days?
No.
YouTube? What are they on?
TikTok, I thought.
That's what I thought.
Maybe he's watching Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah.
He posts YouTube videos.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. All right. Okay, right now Abby has 1 correct, 3 incorrect. Let's go to the next question.
If the salary was the same, would you rather be a well-known surgeon or a well-known influencer?
Abby, what do you think Tommy said?
Influencer.
Surgeon.
This is going great.
Now, I hate to break it to you, Abby. You have 4 incorrect here. You got to get the next 3 questions correct to make somebody on the JV show spin the chug wheel.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
If scientists could bring back dinosaurs like in Jurassic Park, do you think they should do it?
Ooh, what do you think Tommy said?
Hopefully not.
No.
Fine, we'll allow it. You got 1 more point.
I'd want to bring back a couple.
It'd be kind of cool.
Just to, like, say what's up to them and see what they, like, do. Like, we'll build them a fence, you know.
Right.
It'd be fine. Just say, I've seen the movies.
We saw how the fence worked out.
Yeah. Let's go to the next question.
At what height would you consider a man short?
Abby, what do you think he said?
Oh, I'm going to go 5'7".
5'5".
Super short.
Unfortunately, Abby, that is now 5 incorrect responses.
You
mathematically have been eliminated from winning the chug wheel game.
We love you, Abby.
Yes, you are the best. There are 2 chug mugs. You want 2 chug? How many chug mugs do you want? We'll just give you the rest of our inventory.
Whoa, what?
Sorry, I got carried away. Sorry.
Dial it back.
Abby, my bad. Well, thank you for playing.
I heard too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for playing. Have a great weekend. Have a great Mother's Day. Hang on. We're going to get some info from you for that chug mug. This is a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I love it.
You guys want to chug something just to feel normal?
No,
we're going to pass.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Are we feeling the vibes now?
Yeah. Ready,
the vibes have arrived. arrived. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
All right. If you missed it a little earlier, I did another Mother's Day rap. I think I'm going to replay it 9:05.
Yeah, we have to. People are going to want to hear it.
I will replay it, but talkback still rolling in.
Good morning. It's Belinda Melinda. Happy Friday. Just want to say, Selena, that rap was perfect. The whole time I was like, it was so good. And with Jess and Graham in the background, oh my god. Happy Mother's Day. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Take care. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you killed so it, Selena. Good. It was so good.
Selena, you absolutely killed that. You have just won the coolest mom award. I don't think anyone could possibly be embarrassed of you. Absolutely have to make an Instagram reel to go along with that. You will most definitely go viral. You are amazing and wonderful and killing it. Great mom too, Kate. Everyone's killing it. Go JV Show!
Aw, thank you so
much! Yeah, are you going to drop a video along with that? Like you pushing a stroller, like box of wine held on your shoulder, like you're holding an old school
boombox? I wasn't planning to, but maybe I should.
I think you should.
Yes.
Like whole production.
That'll be extra cringe according to my daughter. She will, I'm sure, block me.
Yes.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Just pulled into my spot at work, and I have to say, Selena, you straight killed it this morning with that rap. I was bobbing my head. I think you have, like, a little career in this, and I look forward to hearing more. I'm super excited to hear Chidi. Love you, Chidi. Actually, love all you guys. Graham, Jess, you guys are great. Have a great Friday. This is Mel from San Jose. Bye.
Hey, Mel. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. Good weekend. 9:05, I will replay the song in case you missed it, but we are talking Mother's Day. It's on Sunday, tomorrow, mm-hmm. Mexican Mother's Day.
Right.
We said we're none of us here on the JV Show are fully done with shopping for mom or your wife, Graham. So these are things to not get.
Right. These are things to help you out. And you, Selena, and you moms listening out there, you let us know if you agree or disagree with this, because I'm not a mom, so I might not be the most qualified person to relay these news. But these are the worst Mother's Day gifts. And Graham, you're not ready for this one.
Okay.
Number one. Well, they're not in order, but I'm placing this at number
one. Got it. Okay. So you can target me.
Right. Cleaning supplies.
Oh, my God.
Get your mom cleaning supplies for Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Now, does that include...
Graham, I feel like this is right up your alley.
A super cool vacuum or automatic vacuum?
That's for cleaning, right?
It is for cleaning. I mean, I'm not getting her a bottle of Dawn soap or something for the dishes. I'm not that bad, but like a cool Roomba, I mean, or off-brand Roomba like I got.
But for Mother's Day.
But what if that's what mom's been wanting? What if mom's stomping around the house like with her old vacuum like... Ah, this vacuum's the worst. I hate it. If only there was a better way. And then on Mother's Day,
you get
boom!
Anyways.
New Roomba or off-brand Roomba arrives.
I love this list. So far, I do not get mom cleaning supplies.
Fine. Okay. This one I was surprised by, but moms do not want those homemade coupon books.
Ooh.
Why not? 1 hour of free time alone.
Right?
Oh my God.
Massage.
I didn't give that to my mom, just to be clear. To Kate. But there's a coupon. She has yet to redeem it, and it expired last year.
You know what my husband AJ said yesterday?
Yeah.
He said that for Mother's Day, he should get a voucher because he made me a mom.
What? No. He didn't push them out.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. That dude's a hero right there. That guy's a hero, legend.
No.
And he thought, so you just immediately just...
Yeah.
She needs the voucher.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll have a voucher of my own.
But he did make you a mom.
Yeah, but I did all the hard work.
That's a good point.
Well, not according to him. He said he had to do some hard work as well.
No, he can get something for Father's Day.
Yeah. Right. What do you got your day coming up.
But homemade coupon books, is that something that you like? Because if I'm being honest, I feel like most people will give the coupons and then they're never redeemed.
Yeah, you never use them.
I've never gotten one of those. I would like a homemade coupon book because I'm going to hold everybody accountable.
Okay? What kinds of things do you want in there, though?
I'm going to clean this or one free massage or a voucher from my husband. Or
breakfast in bed?
Whatever, yeah. Mm. All these things that moms want. Yes, I would want that.
Oh, I just can't imagine being awoken on a Sunday morning and then there's a coupon being waved in my face for a free breakfast in bed. I'm like, no, read the fine print. That's not redeemable today. I'm pretty sure Sundays are exempt.
Yeah, another one of things on the list of what moms do not want for Mother's Day, how-to cookbooks. Because that's like bashing their cooking. Don't get them anything.
Yeah.
It's like, you think I need this?
Here, more work. Learn too. How to cook. Get better.
Yeah, but what if it's inspiration? They like to explore new recipes.
Not on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And it's the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who's using a cookbook TikTok. These days?
Meghan Markle, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Martha Stewart. They also don't want, and this one, another, I'm surprised by this one as well, gas station flowers. I thought any flowers were good.
I don't want no gas station flowers.
Okay. Not all flowers are created
They're
equal.
Not.
Although
it's
the thought that counts, right? Would you rather have some flowers than no flowers?
But not gas station flowers, that tells me that you didn't put any thought into it. Yeah. That you waited to the last second and picked them up on your way to home.
What about the guy selling them out front of the gas station? Because he usually has some good stuff.
Oh, I'm not mad at that. Those are nice.
Yeah. Okay. But that's still a last minute. I was driving and thought, hey, that's what, I should buy some flowers from that dude.
Because don't flowers have to be kind of last minute? Because you want
I mean, day of, but you can pre-order like a beautiful bouquet.
True. Yeah, it comes in like a vase.
A vase.
Not it
a
comes
vase.
In a nice vase.
A vase.
So what is your reaction when you get gas station flowers?
I've never got gas station flowers.
As far as you know.
Sorry.
Everyone knows you take them out of the wrapping and you put them in a nice vase and tie a little ribbon around it and it looks like a custom-made bouquet. Turns out it's not. It's the same thing.
That's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Timothy Chalamet swerved a kiss from Kylie Jenner in front of everybody. You guys have to see this video. It is so embarrassing. JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. They were at the 70th David D. Donatello Awards in Rome.
The what?
On Wednesday, the David D. Donatello Awards.
The what?
I never heard of those either, but they were there. Timothy was announced as the winner for cinematic excellence. So he gets up. He did, to be fair, he did give Kylie a kiss, but then she tried to go in for like a second kiss and he was like, nope. Kylie ended up kissing the air.
She was left like chomping at the air.
Yeah. Because he had already moved on at that point to like shaking hands with everybody else around him. So embarrassing.
Whoops. That didn't go over well.
Oh my God.
It was going to be like, she thought it was like a little like peck kiss that leads to then the bigger kiss.
Yeah, like an intimate moment and between them.
Aww. She was gulping at the air like a goldfish out of water. Poor
That's
her.
Embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Go check out that video. JV Morning Show on Instagram. All right, we have more drama with Jordan Hudson, who, if you don't know, is Bill Belichick's much younger girlfriend. He is former Patriots coach. Now, he's 73 years old. Jordan is 24. Mm-hmm. Now, the narrative around their relationship is that she is running the show. She got in there. She's been demanding to be a part of his business deals. She's forcing her way into Dunkin' commercials. She's interrupting interviews. Any correspondence between Bill and basically anybody else business-wise has to go through her. It's a little ridiculous. But you know Bill, he's set to start his new gig at UNC. And the big story this morning is that Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend, has been banned from their football facilities. ESPN says that higher-ups made the decision last week.
Wow.
Now, there's been an update in case you've been seeing those headlines. The update as of this morning, because UNC did issue a statement, they said while Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the university or Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. So, like, she can physically be here. She's welcome, but she's not running anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's she's not officially running anything within the university because she's not an employee of the university like Bill is. So they can't say that part, but they can say that she's around. And they also can't say she's not allowed in or anything like that because guess who you don't want to upset? Bill Belichick, who is probably your highest paid employee of the entire university because that's how much college athletics are.
You know, they don't want her there. She seems like a nightmare to be around.
Yeah. I can't remember if they ever disclosed the terms of his deal, but I assume it is for a really pretty penny.
Let's get to your story, Graham, and I'll look into that.
All right, take a moment, say your goodbyes, unfortunately, to yet another whale in the San Francisco Bay. We've been tracking all the local whale deaths from inside the 2025 JV Show Sea Life Tracking News Desk, the Dolphin One. And unfortunately, the new tally for this year has now risen to 6. Yesterday, the Marine Mammal Center confirmed that they discovered a female gray whale floating lifelessly in the bay about a week ago. The scientists there had the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers tow the 38-foot-long dead whale over to Angel Island so they could perform some tests on it. They say that the whale was in good body condition with no obvious signs of trauma, including no broken bones, which is rare because most of the whales that wash up dead here are as a result of a ship strike. They get run over by all the ships that are entering the bay, which we have a lot, and a lot of very big ships that enter the bay. So that wasn't doesn't appear to be the cause of this time, but they said due to the advanced state of decomposition of internal tissues, they're not yet able to determine the cause of death and may not be able to. So we don't know what happened to this gray whale.
So sad.
Chidi, Jess, any final words you want to say about some of your favorite memories with this whale?
RIP, but it had the biggest splashes ever. I'm not sure what the
Too soon.
Yeah. Oh. I will be pouring some of my mimosa out on Sunday for
Chidi, a favorite memory you shared with this whale or a funny anecdote that you'd like to share?
You know, that one time that I was by the beach.
Yeah. Tell us more. You saw her?
I saw her, yeah.
And like she waved at you? Like,
yep, she did. And then
she put her flukes up in the air and was like, what's up, Chidi?
Exactly. Then went right back into the water and left.
And you were on the beach, you said, in Fairfield? Because this
No, this is, you know, after work. So in the city.
Got it.
Crossing the bridge, you saw.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you said you're on the beach.
Yeah.
What beach was that?
There's no beach on the bridge.
Ocean Beach.
Okay. Shout out to OB. Yeah.
Bill Belichick making $10 million. This year.
Yeah, $10 million a year.
Yes.
These college coaches and the college football programs, the amount of money is insane. And now they can flat out pay players. It's crazy.
That is crazy. It's crazy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A little while ago, Jess, you were going over a list. These are things that moms do not want.
They don't. Worst gifts.
For Mother's Day.
Good morning, JV Show. I just have to say, you know what? I have two teens, so any flowers, whether they're gas station or picked out in the yard, or by my 7-year-old, I'd love them. I'll take them. Any gift is showing that they're putting some kind of thought. Last year for my birthday, I got a card that says, thank you for being a great friend. And friend was crossed out and put mom. So, yeah. Have a good day, guys. Happy Friday.
I think that's sweet. Let me.
I think that's sweet. Just cross friend out and write mom.
Well, I want to go back on what I said a little bit. I think it does matter who it's from. For my kids, I don't care what it is. You get me anything, I'm going to love it. Flowers
from
the gas station.
It's an acorn that they found in your backyard.
I don't care. You thought enough to give mom something for Mother's Day. I love it. And that acorn, it's going up on the mantle. And we're hanging on to that.
Oh, you guys have a mantle over there at the mansion.
That's the thing on a fireplace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, must be nice.
Yeah, it's one of those. But from my man, I know. I expect a little more, you know?
Two acorns.
No.
Three
no.
nuts.
No, yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
got it.
Oh.
Four acorns. Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's that. Enough of that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Chidi.
Oh, no. Jess just ran out. Oh. Like, she ran straight to the bathroom.
You guys, this sounds bad. She just texted me from the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. She said she made the bathroom smell like a 2-day-old hard-boiled egg left in a hot car.
Oh, so, my God. You know
that's bad. No. Thoughts and prayers
yes,
for Jess.
To Jess and
her stomach troubles.
Positive vibes that way, please. All right, Grammy said we have more talkbacks about my rap.
Selena, the talkback's overwhelmed. I'd love to play them all. Thank you for everybody.
Jess, that was faster than all the other times.
Because I was not in the restroom like you guys.
Well, you texted me. So.
Right, we have proof.
I'm going to sue for defamation.
Positive vibes worked, you guys. She's bad.
But the talkbacks have been rolling in, Selena, for your Mother's Day rap, because Selena delivered an epic Mother's Day rap. It's the new Mother's Day anthem. I wish we could play it all year long. We should be celebrating moms like this every day.
We should.
But so many people left talkbacks. We got to play a few more of them.
Whoa, Selena. Whoa, happy Mother's Day. That really gave like JV vibe. It would be really, really proud of you. Good job. Love the rap. I hope you're going to make a lot of money with this. Yeah. I loved it.
I just checked. No, $0 rolling in. But thank you very much. Thank you.
Selena, oh my God. I think you just found your new career. Girl, you got bars. Oh my God. And you definitely have to upload that on social media. I feel like that will definitely go viral. Girl, they're about to lose a JV show cast member because Selena's about to be a rapper. Hello. Have a good Friday, y'all. Love y'all.
You too. Thank you guys for all the positive rapper. Feedback.
You can do both.
I don't know if I want that rapper life.
You don't?
It's just so stressful. Everybody hates you a lot and they're mean to you on social media. And I already get enough of that.
You just have the
money.
I know. That's a good point.
And the lifestyle.
You can be on the yacht.
Also, do I have to twerk? Rappers twerk. I don't know how to do that.
They do. Ooh. And you have to beef with Cardi B once or twice a year.
Oh my God. And she can get mean.
She's very mean.
No, well, you have to pick either Cardi's side or Nicki's side.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not cut out for this.
I'm not. Take cut out side. For that life. take that side.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.